Okay, so for today's learning in Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we have a very practical question to explore, and that's the question of leaving food in the oven from before Shabbos and letting it continue to cook on Shabbos. So we know that from a D'oraisa standpoint, from a biblical standpoint, as long as you don't cook on Shabbos itself, it's permissible to put something on the fire or in the oven from before Shabbos and let it on its own continue to cook on Shabbos. You're not actively doing any bishul or cooking on Shabbos, and therefore, technically, from a D'oraisa standpoint, that should be permissible. Chazal, though, came along and instituted a prohibition, and the prohibition is called shehiyah, which means, midrabanan, we say, don't have food placed on the fire from before Shabbos or in the oven, and have it continue to cook on Shabbos itself, because there's a concern, shema yechata begachom, you might come to adjust the flame, hasten the cooking process, and violate the malacha of both bishul, cooking, and havara, igniting a fire on Shabbos. And therefore we say, midrabanan, you can't do this, let it continue to cook on Shabbos, unless you do something to mitigate the concern of shema yechata begachom, of a person hastening the process by adjusting the flame. So what do you got to do? You got to do what the Gemara calls goruf ukatum, which basically means some type of blech scenario. What's the purpose of a blech? It's really twofold. Number one, if you put a blech or something to cover the fire, number one, it's a visual reminder not to stoke the coals, not to adjust the flame, not to hasten the process. So number one, you have the visual reminder aspect. And number two, the blech placed on top of the fire also reduces the flame and reduces the intensity of the heat. And therefore, it shows that your mindset is not to hasten the process. Adarabba, on the contrary, you're slowing down the process by mitigating the concern of Shema Yichat B'Cholim, and then it's mutter to do Shehi on Shabbos. So you're allowed to leave food on the fire from before Shabbos and let it continue cooking on Shabbos if there's some type of blech scenario. That means either a blech on the stovetop, on the fire, or let's say in a crock pot to have aluminum foil, which will serve as your blech that's going to line the crock pot to mitigate the concern of you adjusting the flame on Shabbos. We did mention, though, and this is a very important machlekes, we mentioned the machlekes between Chananya and the Rabbanon. Chananya holds that once the food has already been a third cooked at the onset of Shabbos, that means it's cooked to the point of Hamaychol ben Drusoy, which is like basic edibility. So the halacha is that once it's already a third cooked, we say, according to Chananya, you don't need a blech. You don't need to mitigate the concern of Shemayin Yechatub Cholim because the food is already well on its way to being cooked, and therefore we're not concerned that you're going to accelerate the process by adjusting the flame. That's the opinion of Chananya. Once the food is a third cooked, there's no prohibition of Shia, there's no need of a blech, no concern of Shemayin Yechatub. The Rabbanan are more machmir, and they say no. There is a concern of Shehiyah, unless the food is 100% cooked to the point where further cooking is not going to enhance it. It's not going to be good for it. It's not going to be beneficial for the food. Only then is it mutter to do Shia. But before that point, we're always concerned, Shemi Yechatub Cholim, you might quicken the process by adjusting the flame, and therefore you need a blech, you need something to mitigate this concern. So that's the machlekes. How do we paskin regarding that shaila? The Ramah says that the minig was to be makel and rely on the lenient opinion of Chananya, that once it's a third cook, you don't need to be concerned of Shem Yechad B'Cholim, you don't need a blech. But the Mishnah Berurah says that L'chatchil, we try to be machmer. We try to be machmer and say, no Shehiyah unless the food is totally cooked already at the onset of Shabbos and isn't going to benefit from further cooking. Okay, so now I want to explore for a minute our main point today, and that is Shehiyah in an oven. You want to leave food in the oven from before Shabbos, let it continue cooking on Shabbos. What do? Is this mutter? Is it not mutter? When is it mutter? What's the story? Number one, the best thing is that if it's going to continue to cook, have a blech. Now, you can't have a regular blech in an oven. So what you do is you could line the bottom of the oven with aluminum foil, heavy-duty aluminum foil, which will serve as the blech. It will mitigate the concern of Shem Yechad B'Cholim, of you adjusting the flame. It's going to be a reminder to you. And in that way, it's going to be mutter dushi on Shabbos. If there's heat coming out of the sides of your oven, so there are different opinions in the Paiskim. Some say you should also cover the sides with aluminum foil. Some say, no, it's still enough to do the bottom. Ikra din, there's still a welcome to make, I'll just say cover the bottom. But that's the best eitzah. The best solution is cover the bottom of the oven, and like this, you mitigate the concern of Shem Yechad. What if that's not so feasible, it's not so practical? What's the story? So I'm going to tell you what basically comes out from the Paiskim. Number one, you always have to keep in mind, the Ramah says the minhag has to be mekel and rely on Chananya. So once the food is a third cooked at the onset of Shabbos, there's a strong makom to say, you know, you don't really need Shehiyah. You don't really need, sorry, a blech, because Shehiyah doesn't apply. Since it's already a third cooked, it's already got to the point of basic edibility, so we're not concerned you're going to adjust the flame. However, we try not to rely on that. So is there anything else we could add to the equation which will mitigate this concern of Shehiyah? Yes, so Reb Shmuel Vosner writes in a letter to the Orech HaShabbos that maybe if I remove the knobs of the oven, there's no concern I'm going to adjust the flame because the knobs aren't there. So maybe we could say like this, once the food is the third cooked, so you already have the opinion of Chananya to rely on, and you remove the knobs, then you could rely on the lenient opinions and you could be mekel. Now, maybe this is not the best scenario because not everyone agrees with Rav Vosner. Rav Shlomo Zalman was unsure as to whether we could rely on removing the knobs. Other Paiskim were more hesitant than that even. So you really should take both into consideration when you want to be mekel. Number one, third cooked. Number two, you're removing the knobs. Rav Aaron Cutler's opinion was that it's not necessary to cover the fire itself to do a blech and to remove the concern of Shem Yechate. It's enough to cover the knobs. So according to Rav Aaron, you have really another option. You could cover the knobs. Now again, we don't rely on Rav Aaron's shita lechatchila to just cover the knobs and call it a day. But once the food is already a third cooked, so it's already gotten past the opinion of Chananya, and you're covering the knobs, already there's grounds for leniency. So again, just to reiterate and sum up, best possible scenario, use some type of blech. That means cover the bottom of the oven if fire is coming out of the bottom with aluminum foil. If there's fire coming out also from the sides, some places can say they also cover the sides and the top if there's fire coming out of the top. That's the best solution, actually doing some type of blech. If that's not practical, not feasible, best case scenario after that would be A, to ensure that the food is a third cooked, so you have Chananya to rely on, and you remove the knobs. If that's not available to you, so you could have the food ensure that it's the third cooked and cover the knobs. So you're not going to remove the knobs, you cover the knobs. Have yourself a wonderful day.